You're listening to E-Commerce Fastlane, episode 57.
Welcome to E-Commerce Fastlane, the podcast show to help you build, launch, grow, and scale a wildly successful e-commerce company. Listen to real conversations with proven practical strategies and success stories. Learn how to generate more traffic, more sales, more profit, and customer lifetime value for your Shopify store. And now, your host and e-commerce entrepreneur, Steve Hutt.
This episode is brought to you by ShopMessage.me, an incredibly powerful Shopify app. You want to know the secret marketing channel that Fashion Nova, Pura Vida bracelets, and Movement watches use to drive millions in revenue? The answer is Facebook Messenger, and it's powered by ShopMessage, the leading conversational marketing platform. When I saw how much revenue Shopify brands were making on Messenger, I was blown away, so I had to meet ShopMessage's co-founder and CEO, Arjun. I even recorded a podcast, episode 20, Learn Why Facebook Messenger is the e-commerce channel for the next decade and how you can capitalize. I just love the value that this company brings to brands. You will acquire more customers, you'll create more delightful interactive conversations, and most importantly, you're going to build brand loyalty. Now, for listeners of E-Commerce Fastlane, ShopMessage is now offering a 30-day free trial and guarantees you'll see at least a 4x ROI on your first paid month, or they'll refund the difference. So go to shopmessage.me/Fastlane. That's shopmessage.me/Fastlane and start your 30-day free trial today. Hey there, it's Steve, and welcome back to the E-Commerce Fastlane podcast. Now, if this is your first time listening, this is an e-commerce show where we have honest and transparent conversations about building and thriving with your retail and your online store powered by Shopify or Shopify Plus. Now, new episodes are available each week with your favorite podcast player through iTunes, Stitcher, Google Play, and Spotify, or you can sign up online at ecommercefastlane.com and be notified when new shows are being released. Today, I'm chatting with Lee Seven, who is the co-founder from Endear. Now, they're a platform that connects to the Shopify POS that helps to monetize your retail team's downtime with what they have coined outbound retailing. Now, they have a solution, a very compelling one that's guaranteed to boost lifetime value for your Shopify brand. They enable store associates to build relationships with their customers that result in higher and more frequent customer spending. If you're using Shopify POS, or are considering to get into retail, you know, and are looking for an edge, how you can differentiate yourself and turn these kind of store downtime into sales by targeting customers with personalized messages and product recommendations, this is an episode that's definitely for you. So let's jump in. So hi, Lee. Welcome to E-Commerce Fastlane.
Thanks so much, Steve. Excited to be here.
Yeah, I learned about your solution. I talk about this a lot, but I do a lot of app audits. Take a look and see what different partners and different retailers are doing to help grow and expand their businesses. And you came on my radar and I said, I have to get you on because I think everybody knows that retail is a massively growing industry, even though big box seems to be closing. It's interesting that these direct-to-consumer brands that are creating more personalized customer experiences tend to be opening up. You know, you think of Untuckit, for example, this men's shirt company. It's so amazing how they were able to create a great men's shirt that doesn't have to be tucked in, that's a little bit shorter than the average length of a dress shirt, and then get a few celebrities behind it. And then all of a sudden, it's growing so massively that they start opening up all these retail locations. And I'm sure there's many other examples of how retail is expanding. So it's pretty exciting to have you on the show today.
Yeah, I think it's wonderful how so many of these direct-to-consumer brands have been able to grow online and then realize that physical stores are a really untapped resource as the online strategy can become a little bit saturated. So that was really where we always wanted to focus our attention is, if you are a very data-driven digital brand, how can you bring that same level of data transparency to how you run your stores and how you measure the performance of your store and your store team?
Yeah, so let's talk about that maybe on a high level first for those listening. So what does Endear do and what problem does it solve for Shopify brands and retail store owners?
A major problem for retailers is that at the end of the day, customers aren't organically coming in as often as they once did when stores were basically 100% of the market. In fact, now stores are typically idle for about 40% of their operating hours. But of course, as you remarked, it's not about customers not shopping anymore. And in fact, they need the same amount of help that they always have. So what we found was associates often take it upon themselves to overcome this lack of customers in their store by reaching out with email and text. But that can be very manual and very time consuming. But with Endear, now they can replicate that same process in a very efficient manner so that they can build really high touch, really personal relationships by sending email and text to customers and therefore increasing their sales and often almost doubling how frequently their customers are shopping.
Yeah, it's amazing about this 40% of just being idle. I mean, it's almost like it would feel to me, if I was a retail owner, it would seem it's an absolute waste of the hourly rate of 40% of the time they're just walking around and just chit-chatting and, you know, some pretend merchandising when the store's not busy versus what could they be doing as maybe part of their job description of using the Endear platform. And or if they're on a commission environment, imagine the opportunity now you have being able to, as you said, through text and email and being able to curate some things and send them out to, you know, some high value prospects and customers.
The crazy thing is that associates have always been doing that. But one of the major hurdles they had was they were almost seeing e-commerce as a threat, even though shoppers were so inclined to see the store and the website as the same thing. So that's really a problem that Endear has been solving and tackling, is actually showing associates how they can embrace e-commerce, particularly during those slow hours, as a way to continue to drive sales and, as you said, earn commission on what transactions end up happening with their customers and their clients.
So let's talk about your journey. I think it's a recurring topic I have on the show, is that it always fascinates me how different marketing platforms and apps and just different solutions that connect to Shopify. I found it so fascinating why people get involved to build what it is that they're building and the problems they're solving and then the results of building this particular product. So let's talk about your journey, almost to the fact of like what uniquely positions you and your co-founder to be experts and essentially to have the desire to even dream up and build this platform.
My co-founder Janesh and I actually got started in retail by launching a platform for freelance fashion stylists to use with their clients because their clients were starting to migrate online and there had never been a way for them to work efficiently together in that format. Their clients are the ones who taught us that customers don't see a distinction between e-commerce and stores. They want to seamlessly be able to move between channels. In order to really fix that problem, though, we needed to go straight to the source, to the retailers, and be able to introduce more data into the mix so that their sales teams have the information and the resources they needed to take advantage of this new way of shopping and serve their customers in the most efficient, enjoyable way possible.
So there must be some similar solutions that are out in the market. It's the old saying, you know, where there's competition, there's business. And so you're not necessarily creating a brand new market, but what makes Endear unique or different to the market?
Endear's main focus is on small and medium-sized retailers who are looking for out-of-the-box solutions that are easy to implement and that they can start seeing results from instantly. Endear has already helped a number of our customers increase their sales by about 18% at the same store. And the reason we're able to do that is we focus on the real problem at hand, which is that customers are still shopping. They're just not shopping how they used to. But with Endear's suite of tools, now an associate can use her downtime to target a unique set of customers, for example, her VIPs, her most valuable customers, send them recommendations that are personalized to their preferences, and then actually see how her outreach is impacting both her own location and the brand overall. And that same information is actually available at large to the retailer, so that for once now, they can measure how their stores are performing.
So it does work with multi-location retailers.
Endure works with multi-location, multi-channel. That's one of the reasons we love the Shopify ecosystem so much. The fact that now brands can have the same tool and the same platform in-store and online was something we really wanted to take advantage of, because now with Endear, associates can get a 360-degree view of their customers, whether that's because they shopped at a number of locations or they're both online and in-store. Having that information available dramatically increases their ability to serve them in a very personalized way when they walk in or when they're having a conversation over email or text.
That's an interesting solution when I think about it now, because there's the online consumer. I know these lines are being blurred quite a bit, but you're suggesting that your solution is syncing the customer record. So if there's a phone number and an email and an order history, either online or in store, these are all being synced together into almost a single source of truth, customer record-wise. Does that help the associate then curate and build relationships with that particular customer, knowing that information?
What listeners might not know is internal teams, centralized teams, have had that information for so long, but associates have never been privy to that kind of detail. And they've usually honestly stored it with pen and paper by keeping notes on their interaction. I know it sounds crazy, and it is crazy because they are the ones who have these relationships. And unfortunately, a lot of the time, customers assume that the person they're working with in the store has that information, but they don't. As I mentioned, they're keeping track of it on a notepad somewhere. And so finally, Endear provides a safe way and a collaborative way for store associates to access and understand that information and leverage it in a way that's unique to what they need to do at the store in order to best serve their customers.
Yeah, it's very cool. Love it, love it, love it. So let's talk about maybe some of the results that have happened. I'm sure you have some case studies and things that you can share, people that have taken advantage of the Endear platform. Is there a case study or two you can share with us today?
I have a few examples that I really love. For example, one of our first customers was a 13-store retailer called Jarbo. They're based largely in Seattle and California. And at first, they were not particularly interested in e-commerce, based on how long they've been around. Their associates were really interested, though, in bringing customers back to the store and always ensuring that they knew about the latest and greatest products that they had. But as I said, they were one of these brands that were doing things in a very manual way. And once Endear came into the picture and showed them that they could send, for example, multiple messages to customers all at once and not have to take their own pictures, not have to include information. They could grab it straight from the website and incorporate it into their email or text. It not only dramatically improved their productivity, but it actually created a more seamless experience for the customer and gave them a way to actually see e-commerce as another strategy, particularly when their clients weren't able to come into the store. Another example of how one of our customers has taken advantage of Endear is almost in the reverse. They had great relationships with the clients that came into their store, but a problem that they were seeing is that they weren't quite achieving the frequency of purchase that they wanted from their online audience. So the way they used Endear was to actually put their store associates online for online customers to help them better locate products that were of interest, make sure that they had all the information they needed about specific items, whether that's sizing, material. And that way, online customers got the same level of support that their in-store customers received.
Very interesting. Yeah, because I think that's an interesting disconnect where usually live chat and other ways of communicating with a brand online is usually more customer service oriented. You know, what's your return policy? What's my tracking number? Hours of operation, kind of more basic clerical type things. But you're suggesting that there's other ways of building a customer experience with actual associates that know the products that are and the seasonality and understand what's available today and for sale.
Steve, I'm so glad you brought that up because Endear's big focus is on being outbound. That's why we call it outbound retailing. It's this idea that, yes, your customer service team is going to be great at making sure that people have their tracking information or they know when their product is arriving. But that same customer who they have now spoken to is a great person to reach out to a month later, 90 days later, to say, hey, I remember you bought that great pair of jeans. I wanted to make sure you had the top and the shoes to go with it. Remember me, you know me, and now we have a relationship. And let's make sure that we're not wasting that great relationship on waiting for you to reach out again. I, as a customer service rep, as a store associate, can now leverage that data to get back in touch with you and stay top of mind for the brand.
So let's talk about some store strategies that you recommend new retailers try when they get involved with Indeer.
Especially for the Shopify community, where brands typically are born online, it's really important that you take advantage of what's available to you already. For example, your online audience. These are customers whose preferences you already understand. They are already familiar with your brand. And so leveraging that to make sure that you're reaching out to the ones who are local to your first location, for example, is a great way to drum up traffic straight out of the gate.
So let's talk about Indeer and running it. I mean, obviously, this is a major passion project for you and your co-founder. And it's obvious with coining this outbound retailing as a term, you definitely are solving a problem and get, you know, this 40% of lag time and downtime. It's so interesting that you're trying to create a solution to really help the brand, the retail brand, grow and scale, but utilizing the data that's in Shopify. I think it's really, really interesting to me. What's your favorite part about running Indeer? Like, do you have any hacks or what keeps you motivated to keep pushing the envelope with this solution?
When we first looked at the problem with physical retail today, it was abundantly clear that no one was addressing the needs of small players with smaller budgets. Janesh and I saw a ton of very costly custom solutions come out that addressed the lack of data around clienteling, but we were always so inspired by brands like Shopify, MailChimp, Mindbody, who said, listen, there are very straightforward problems that are a great opportunity to give great straightforward solutions to. Something that, as I said earlier, works straight out of the box. So being able to see this consistent problem that small brands were having and being able to treat that with very simple technology that's very user-friendly really catered to Janesh's and my skill set and really gave us an opportunity to connect with these merchants and say, we understand what your unique needs are, and we're going to help you solve them in a way that's very straightforward and that will help you get up and running very quickly.
This show has, you know, a diverse range of listeners. You know, if you were to give some advice to early stage e-commerce entrepreneurs that are on Shopify, what would that be?
It's probably pretty clear that I feel this way, but physical retail is really far from dead. If, as you said, right, every direct-to-consumer brand, once they have some traction online, is moving into physical and moving into brick and mortar. And I think it's because that's your opportunity to give your customers a chance to touch and feel and get to know your brand in a much more personal way, and for you to get to know your customers in a much more personal way. So physical stores prevent a whole new growth opportunity that it's really important to take advantage of. If you do move into physical retail, though, what we have found is there are some very straightforward ways to get a clienteling program up and running. One of the first recommendations we make to stores and their store associates is start with something small that you can do every single day that takes you from zero clienteling to something. And for us, one of the most obvious examples of that is something like thank you notes. It's very easy once you get your first customer to send a really genuine, authentic note over email or text to say, thank you so much for coming in. We loved having you in the store. We hope you appreciated the experience we've built. We would love to stay in touch. And especially keeping it just as a note of appreciation makes customers feel like it was worth coming in. It was a really great opportunity, and you'll likely diminish any, you know, potential buyer's remorse.
Yeah, that's a whole customer experience that is brought up quite a bit on the show. This whole surprise and delight, giving great appreciation back to someone who's made a purchase. I mean, there's lots of services online that will even, I've even seen robots that can handwrite notes and stuff at scale for the first purchase or second purchase, and they can automatically mail it out for a couple bucks a piece. But this is interesting where you're even bringing it down even one level down, saying, hey, you just came in to purchase and I'm going to be triggered or reminded to send an outbound message to my customer thanking them for their business today or their second order today or whatever it is. And then from there, slowly over time building that relationship and that trust with the customer. And then all of a sudden, they're more apt to want to shop in the store.
Exactly. And we really think that consistent outreach that feels natural is really how we're able to drive that 18% increase in sales for our customers. It's really about making sure that you're keeping yourself accountable to following up with the people who have already shown that they love you and they love your brand.
So that's the early stage people. So what about those listening today that would be more considered in the mid-market? So essentially they'd have a small team and, you know, they're eager to grow and scale. What should the executive team or the marketing team or even the retail team, what should they be working on?
For larger teams, the most important thing is to avoid siloing the experience for your customers. One of the ways that Endear plays a bigger role in the larger brands is by making sure that your store associates and your digital marketing team have a consistent way to speak to one another and therefore establish a more seamless experience for your shopper. Most importantly, though, I think with larger teams, they often overlook store associates as a resource because it seems unmanageable. But that's really where Endear can be a fantastic tool because it lets you scale that oversight and ensure that associates are following a consistent experience that makes sure that the quality is there at your stores. And therefore, for your customers, no matter which location they go into, all your associates are on the same page about what they like, what they've bought in the past, you know, what their preferences are. And that is really a great way to tap into a resource that, you know, as you said, you're already paying for.
Mm-hmm. It's interesting with the whole team situation. I never really thought about it that way, but I mean, I think that's what would really keep associates to want to stay with the brand because it's not always money. I mean, money is a big motivator for a lot of people, but there's lots of other reasons. Culture from within a company, I mean, Shopify, for example, that, you know, that's one of the reasons why there's very low churn rate of employees because of the fact that they have a fantastic culture of growing. And so I could see the exact same thing happening in retail by using Endear because, as you said, like marketing team is creating, this is for people in the mid-market now where they have different campaigns that they're and different product launches and different things that they're working on. So they have a higher level, almost executive overview of what's going on. And then and the retail employees and even the retail manager, for example, at a certain location tends to be kind of blind or not really involved or is shared what the promotional campaigns are. But I find it interesting that as far as wanting to keep the synergy of the team together and saying, hey, collectively, associates and a marketing team working together and having access to these digital assets and some suggestions about how to use the platform for outreach. Yeah, there'll be higher level. Yes, we're sitting on tens of thousands or hundreds of thousands of email addresses and text. And yes, the website and the marketing team are going to do what they need to do to release a campaign. But to drive and just to reiterate the local store experience, that's very interesting that everybody can be involved and then have access to images and content. And then, you know, and if they're keen and it's part of their job, using Endear for that outbound reminders and getting people to come back into the store. I think it's super cool.
I think the interesting thing with digital marketing in general, and this is something that most people have accepted, customers are not responding to digital marketing the same way that they used to. And on top of that, most of the time, based on the tools that you have, someone who has potentially spent thousands of dollars might be getting the same email as someone who randomly landed on your site and subscribed. Now, that again can be an issue of bandwidth and sophistication of tools. But even in that case, being able to drill down and give your associates the ability to really target and segment and therefore create a more personalized experience is one of the ways to overcome that problem with a resource that you already have. And that's really where customers are now seeing incredible value by having the channel and the opportunity to have a real conversation with someone that they already know.
I can see that problem though happening quite a bit where it's not personalized for the VIPs. I mean, when you talk about the 80-20 rule, 80% of your revenue comes from 20% of your customers. And so if that number is true in your retail location and you're just literally someone who's just opted in for 10 or 20% off and then they're getting the exact same promotional email every month, that I think there's a disconnect, and you're not really building a brand and a customer experience. It's very transactional, where you're suggesting with your solution is that segmenting these higher value customers owned by a certain associate, I guess tagged and owned by an associate. And then from there, they're able to create very personalized outbound communications with these people specifically, more than just the generic outbound, hey, we have, you know, the new summer shoe lineup is available, click here to view it.
Exactly. And we often think about store associates in that way as local marketers. You know, while they might be connecting with customers across the country, they can also have a unique power to say, here's what's at our location. We know what the weather is here. We know what events are going on in the neighborhood. And that brings, again, a level of personalization and intimacy into the experience that is why you opened a store in the first place.
I like that idea, because I think overall, especially if you're in a large area across the US or Canada, it's like, you're right. The weather can be different, a promotion, sales, it could be ethnic events. There's so many different things that could be happening. And it's just now on the ground, as you call it, local marketing, still, you know, yes, this is the line of product that we have. And in all likelihood, we're going to have all the same products available in all the stores, but maybe you're overstocked on one thing, or these particular hats or shoes or these blouses are selling better at other locations. And knowing that more stock is being brought in because there's more demand, well, it's almost like the manager of that particular store really has the capacity to say, listen, we really want to grow and scale our location as it relates to other retail locations. And that's kind of what this mid-market is. And now they have the tools to be able to execute on that, along with what overall marketing strategy is available and buying they have done by the buyers and stock that's available. But at your retail location, maybe something's getting, you know, I just think on top of my head here, imagine if there's a certain product that's not selling as well because it's not been promoted as well or merchandised as well, either on the website or in store. Now, the management team could make a decision and say, well, we're going to raise the commission up on these particular products because we're kind of overstocked on that. So interesting, you have the opportunity to be able to move inventory on a personalized manner where you really couldn't do that. The digital marketer probably wouldn't segment the list by geolocation and then promoting certain things. Maybe you could leave that to the frontline local marketers through Endear to want to, thanks to the manager, to say, yeah, we're kind of overstocked on these items. Let's see if we can create some kind of an outbound clienteling sale and get that into the hands of potential customers.
100%. And we even think about customers using Endear as a campaign mechanism, as a campaign process, where let's take the reverse of what you said, right? Now something is sold out online, but you still have it in store. How great would it be if you can actually market that product to your local audience as the sort of exclusive thing that they have access to based solely on where they happen to live?
I love that. That happens quite a bit. You know, my wife shops at now this is an LA brand, but they have a very large fashion retailer online and two retail locations in the kind of greater LA area. And a lot of times the online, let's say they have 1,000 pieces of something that will be released and they'll run out. They may get more potentially, but they've also distributed a certain amount, you know, 100 pieces or so on the two retail locations. What an interesting opportunity that from a marketing perspective locally to saying, hey, sold out online, but man, if you whip into our local store, we still have, you know, 50 left. So come on in. Or, and then that's so interesting that urgency and exclusivity and pretty cool.
We certainly like it.
Absolutely. So let's talk about the roadmap for Endear, I guess the future. I mean, you have a very functional platform. Is there a roadmap? Or is there any kind of partner alignment? Or like, I'm just trying to get a sense of how you believe the rest of 2019 is going to reveal itself. And then how does that roll into 2020 as far as Endear is concerned?
Right now, Endear is really good at telling you things you probably never knew about your customers on a store level. And that is largely thanks to our integration with Shopify and Shopify POS. We're bringing transparency to stores that really used to just be a black box. A customer walks in and hopefully a sale pops out. While we're really excited about that value, we want to expand it. And as we've heard on every blog and every article, it's all about omnichannel. And so for us, the way to really become part of that omnichannel experience is to establish more integrations with all of the platforms that our customers and other brands are using that touch their customers, whether that's their email client, their live chat support, and eventually potentially seeing how we can offer some of those services ourselves.
Oh, I see. So email and text are the primary communication vehicle through Endear, but you're suggesting that there's other opportunities in the future to get a hold of the customer.
Always. And where we always want to put our attention is on the store associate and that evolution of that role within retail as someone who is proactive, someone who's engaged with the brand. And that is really how we also want to address the churn issue. Because we've had so many people suggest to us, well, isn't that something you can automate? Marketing right now feels very much about efficiency and automation. But at the end of the day, there are millions of store associates who want to feel like they are contributing. So making sure that they are able to do their jobs efficiently and in a modern way is always what our mission is.
Love it. So Lee, we are nearing the end of the show for today. Do you have any closing comments or any takeaways that you would like to leave our listeners today?
Absolutely. Our primary mission, as I mentioned, as a company, is to help brands make the most of their stores and their store teams, especially as consumer behavior continues to evolve and change. But we don't just want to do that for our customers or for people who feel like they're ready to install Endear as an app. We really think that this is a much broader mission where we can lend a hand through content, through webinars, and making sure that clienteling as a marketing strategy for your stores is something that you are aware of and you're confident about running. So that's really where we can continue to provide value to our entire community of brands and retailers.
So how can people learn more about the Endear POS app?
Listeners can go to our website, www.endearhq.com. They can also find us on the Shopify App Store just by searching Endear. And then we also have a clienteling ebook to teach managers and associates how they can actually launch a proper clienteling program, whether they're ready to use Endear or not. We certainly think Endear will make their lives a whole lot easier. And of course, as I said, it's something that is super easy to implement. There's a 30-day free trial. So we're really hands-on with making sure our customers are confident about how to use the app, especially at the beginning.
Beautiful. I'll make sure I update all of the show notes with everything that we chatted about today on the show. I'll make sure this link for this outbound retailing for associates, that ebook, that link will be there. I'm sure I'll have a video or two. Yeah, this has been great. This really, it's very, very unique solution. I think those that are listening today, because they're offering a 30-day free trial, if you're in retail, you owe it to yourself to at least give the solution a try and see, you know, what sort of insights that the solution is revealing inside the platform. It's connecting to your Shopify store. It understands the customer and the customer record and their journey and their history. And then from there, you're able to, as they call it, this outbound retailing. So interesting. I think you're really onto something here. I'm so excited that you've built this solution. I'm glad that I had you on the show today. You know, once again, 30-day trial, give it a whirl. I think it'd be very, very helpful. And thanks, Lee, for coming on the show today.
Thanks so much, Steve. It was a pleasure.
This episode is brought to you by ShopMessage, the marketing channel trusted by top Shopify brands like Fashion Nova, Pura Vida bracelets, Movement watches, and many more. Now, don't forget, take advantage of their generous 30-day free trial by visiting shopmessage.me/Fastlane. That's shopmessage.me/Fastlane. You'll get priority onboarding and a 4x ROI guaranteed just for Fastlane listeners. So go check them out. Well, that's it for today's episode. I'd like to thank you, a loyal listener of e-commerce Fastlane. It's my hope that this podcast is offering you a ton of value through growth strategies, tactics, and exclusive insider tips on the best Shopify apps and marketing platforms, all with my personal goal to help you build, launch, grow, and scale with Shopify. Thanks for investing some time today and listening to the show. I'm so proud and excited that you have a growth mindset and are a constant learner. I truly appreciate you and your entrepreneurial journey. Enjoy the rest of the week and keep thriving with Shopify.